Howdy, your Frank Show. Garfunkel and Oates are a comedy music duo act with members Kate and Ricky. They are here with us right now. Hello, ladies.
Hi, guys.
Excited.
Good to see you.
I like that applause.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, it makes you feel welcome.
Studio audience in there. Both accomplished actresses, and now, you were doing the comedy with the music before you guys were on television, right? Because I remember seeing...
No, other way around.
Other way around?
Yeah.
So you guys met doing something together?
We knew each other from commercial auditions.
Yeah, we were always going in for, like, elves and fairies and aliens.
Yeah. We were always at the final callbacks with the girls with the huge eyes. There was always the same five.
Oh, why wasn't I there? Look at my eyes.
I know.
You
could
have been. You could have been there. We could have been, we could
have
been.
If you could play a tambourine, you'd probably be a part of it.
Yeah, exactly.
I have absolutely no musical ability whatsoever.
The requirement for
Garfunkel Oates and Nash.
Yeah, exactly. Garfunkel, yeah. You only need the eyes. We don't even play instruments that well, so.
Yeah.
Did you ever land any of the commercials?
Yeah.
I mean, we would see each other, and we were really both very lucky with commercials. Know. And it would be funny because I would see a commercial before I really knew who Ricky was, and I'd be like, oh, I didn't get that. Oh, but Ricky got it. Okay, cool.
Well, at least one of us got it.
Yeah, right?
Exactly.
Love it.
We know that later we'd have a band.
I think I saw you, Kate, on Raising Hope.
Yes, yeah.
I love that show. That's an awesome show.
Thank you. I love that show, too. It was a really, really fun experience, and I got to play the ukulele on it, so that's... That's cool, keeping with a theme.
Yeah, the theme. And we were talking about this the other day. Like, if a doctor goes to the grocery store and he's wearing scrubs, people automatically come up and say, hey, could you look at this for me? Like, he's always on duty. So when they see you guys out, they know you as Garfunkel and Oates and your music comedy. They're like, hey, could you bring your ukulele to the party? Could you guys, could you always play something for us as I get old?
Well, no one's ever asked anyone to bring a ukulele to a party.
It's on her keychain, right? Like,
yeah.
I mean, I don't think that request has ever happened, but... people do ask us to play songs in random locations.
Or they'll be like, oh, just write a funny song about this thing. You know,
and it's just so easy to do. Right on the spot, no problem.
Yeah, or some topical thing that we'll never be able to use again.
Yeah.
Like, write a song about the Jinx. We're like, no. Because next week, no one will want to hear it.
Is there a song that you guys have come up with that after you wrote it and sang it and it's awesome, you're like, that's just too far. It's over the line. We cannot do this.
No.
If it gets to the point where it actually exists as a song, then we pretty much go with it. I mean, we've definitely, had songs that didn't quite, we never finished, but
well, there are songs that I want to do that Kate's like, absolutely not.
Yeah, that's true.
She's like, I will not sing that in public. And I'm like, please.
Oh, so topic-wise, there's nothing off limits.
But here's the thing. Often, time will pass, and then I'll be like, maybe. And then we'll, start writing it. I'm like, oh, it has a catchy melody. And then all of a sudden, I'm saying the dirtiest things on stage. So,
I lure you in slowly.
Yes.
Is it a show that your family at the Venetian, that you would have no problem your family coming to see?
Our families have seen it so many times.
Yeah. Right.
They just...
Moms aren't like, I did not raise you that way, you girl.
Oh, no. They still are.
I think my mom thinks that on the inside.
Right.
But they just walk up and they go, good job. And we don't discuss any specifics.
Yeah, Garfunkel and Oates will be performing at the Venetian in Las Vegas this Saturday. You can get tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Do you guys perform in Vegas quite a bit?
This is our first time.
First time.
Wow.
So
we're
no
Vegas
pressure.
Vegas virgins.
We're nice. Excited.
No pressure.
Yep. I know, right?
I think it's going to be good.
But the Venetian, I'm just excited.
I feel like it'll be like anywhere else, right? I don't know.
I hope so. I mean, we just went on a big tour this past year, and so that was a really fun time. So I'm hoping it's going to be the same experience, but we'll find out.
What on your tour, what audience impressed you the most? So you'd like to go back? They just loved you guys, ate you up.
Oh, that's a good question.
I would say Tampa.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That was such a good audience. We had no idea what to expect. And then it was like, oh, okay.
Now, do they know your material and they're singing it along with you? Is that Some
people? Yeah.
Does that ever annoy you? You're like, hey, calm down.
Yeah, it's my show.
I'm trying to sing here.
That doesn't annoy me. It annoys me when people talk along with us because we'll have talking parts in songs. And when someone tries to talk with us, I'm like, I can't focus.
I can't hear you.
You're messing me up.
Yeah.
It's like a very weird delay. You'll hear, is that me talking? Or no, that's somebody in the audience saying the same words.
The song we're going to sing today has talking in it. So you have to picture people in the audience trying to say it along with us, and it's really
weird.
Right,
because you have a certain cadence, and they're never going to match you.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
And I heard it was pretty difficult to pick a song, because obviously this is radio, and we do have FCC rules and regulations, so it can't be as raw as your Venetian show, and you were having a problem going, oh my God, what song do we do? You have like one song for radio, right?
Yes, well, the one we brought this morning has worked. It depends on the city, because in other cities we've been allowed to sing it, and we're like, oh, these are the words, and then your station's even stricter, and they were like, well,
what?
Also these words.
Who told you even stricter? Come on.
Well, no, they told us more words, and we're like, I don't know if we can remember 15 new words to change at right now. Like, we have like five or six that we always change, but this time there was like so many more.
Really?
Yeah.
And our words are so fast that I think we just we
knew we were going to mess up.
Give us an example, of just a song title that you could not sing on the radio right now.
Can we say it?
I don't even know.
Bleep us?
You can't even say the titles.
Yeah.
Every title says something horrible.
Change the bad word for puppy.
F me in the A because I love Jesus.
Oh, I so want to hear that.
Yeah. I do too.
There's that song.
We'll just have to go to the Venetian, Frank.
It's my new favorite hymn.
Yeah. We'll be singing that at the Venetian for sure. So.
It's about Christian girls who save their virginity till they're married but find a loophole. And, you know.
In the poophole.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
We don't even have that rhyme in there. How did
there
we
you
miss
go.
That?
It's yours. Take
it. Thank you.
A new verse coming right up.
Yeah. Third verse. All right, Garfunkel & Oates, what's the title of the song you're going to play for us now?
This song is called Pregnant Women Are Smug.
Pregnant Women Are Smug. All
yes.
Right.
Now keep in mind, while you sing this, Eric's wife is pregnant.
Oh,
okay.
Congratulations.
So what's your wife's name?
Kylie.
So Kylie, this is for you.
Pregnant women are smug. Everyone knows it. Nobody says it because they're pregnant. F and son of a gun. Think you're so deep now, give me the creeps now that you're pregnant. I can't count all the ways how you speak in cliches now.
So, do you want a boy or a girl?
Oh, it doesn't matter as long as it's healthy.
Really? Because I don't feel like those two things are related at all. It's not like you have to pick one or the other.
No, 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 as long as it's healthy.
I can't wait to hear someone say, don't care if it's brain dead, don't care if it's limbless, if it has a penis. The pregnant women are smug, and everyone knows it. Nobody says it because they're pregnant. This end world you're enjoying makes you really annoying.
So, is it a boy or a girl?
Oh, we know, but we're not telling.
What are you going to name it?
Oh, we know, but we're not telling.
Who's the father?
Oh, we know, but we're not telling.
Bitch, I don't really care. I was being polite now since you have no life now that you're pregnant. You say you're walking on air. You think that you're glowing, but you've been hoeing and now you're pregnant. You're just giving birth now. You're not Mother Earth now.
Yeah, I have a lot going on. I got my degree. I moved. I wrote a novel.
Gosh, everything seems so trivial now that I'm pregnant.
I also built a nuclear fusion reactor.
You know, I can't even really remember what I did before I was pregnant. Everything just seems so meaningless.
Because pregnant women are smug. Everyone knows it. Nobody says it because they're pregnant. F and son of a gun. You think you're so deep now. Give me the creeps now. Now that you're pregnant.
Thank you. Okay, Ricky Garfunkel of Oates. Get your tickets, ticketmaster.com, performing at the Venetian in Las Vegas. Your first time in Las Vegas. Good luck, ladies. You guys
Thank
are awesome.
You.
Love
you.
Pack that place. That's awesome.
We're coming right back. We're Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.